On today's episode of The Sip, we discuss JoJo Siwa's banned board game. Plus, Jeffree Star gives us an official statement on his involvement with Kanye West. Hello, you guys, and welcome to another episode of The Sip. I'm Ryland Adams, of course, joined by
Lizzie Gordon.
And we're so excited to have you today. All right, first of all, what's going on with you? Are you evolving? It's so hot in here. I'm going to have to take off my lumberjack man sweater.
You think that's a lumberjack man look? You fucking Jodie Foster ass bitch over here.
Yours is more butch than mine, I'm going to be honest.
Mine's a mood. Mine's like Justin Bieber.
All right, well, what's been going on with you while I take this off?
I started doing hot girl workouts.
You're really playing into this hot girl thing.
I don't know if you noticed how firm my tush looks, how shapely and peachly she is.
I normally don't find myself checking out women's butts, quite honestly.
I thought I was special.
You're still holding on hope that we might get together.
I don't know. I just felt like, honestly, the work I've been putting in deserves some like recognition and acknowledgement.
What kind of work are you talking about? Scream texting me?
Bitch, I'm doing like 40 squats.
Okay, so that's what you're doing. You're taking up working out.
Yeah, I got 5-pound weights that I strap around my heels. Are these your heels?
Yes.
What are these? Ankles. Yeah, I do 5-pound ankle weights.
And with then I put your fucking bacon and egg socks, and you're like looking down doing your squats with your...
Well, whatever socks I have on, really. Sometimes it's no socks. Uh-huh. And then I put a rubber band around my thighs, and then I squat and lift and squat and lift and squat and lift.
And what inspires you to get fit all of a sudden? Like, did your fiance stop having sex with you much or something?
No.
I mean, there's got to be a reason. You haven't worked out your whole life, and now all of a sudden you're doing hot girl shit?
I mean, I go through these phases. Like, it's like once a year, I'm like, I'm going to get that booty. I'm going to get that booty, though. And then it's like 12 days later, I'm off the fucking course. But I think I'm going to stick to it this time.
All right.
Yeah, we're talking about starting to plan the wedding in March.
Okay.
So I'd love to have a little badonk.
Do you think there will be enough vaccines in the world by then to have an actual guest list?
I mean, even if there's not, he said that we can go forward with no guest list.
That's honestly what I'm ready to do.
That's what I've always wanted.
We could get married side by side in this backyard.
I love that. With like a flower wall.
Yes. One of the bougie ones. Like the guy that the Kardashians use, Jeff Leatham, I think it is. They have like those.
I love that you know his name.
Well, yeah, because Jeffree sent us a few for Shane's birthday, and I felt like a Kardashian when he sent us them because... He sent us this rose wall that was made up of like probably 1,000 roses. And I was like, how much does this even cost a person?
It's like $10,000.
And when you're watching the Kardashians, every time they throw a birthday party, even for like a 2-year-old, they have those elaborate balloon things, which I want my wedding to look like, but I'm sure is still out of my budget. And that's their 1-year-old birthday party.
You can buy kits to do those balloon bouquets on Amazon.
You think I'm going to sit in my house with a helium tank and do 1,000 balloons?
Girl, you don't need to use helium. That's your breath. I've seen you blow shit. It works. Also, when Jeffree sent you that flower wall, I straight up like ran to Joe and I was like, maybe we should go to Ryland's house right now and get married in front of that wall.
Not a bad idea, honestly. I've been getting... I hate to say it. I hate to say that Animal Crossings has gotten me.
Oh, God.
And I'm not embarrassed because...
I hate to hear it.
Have you tried it? Do you even own a Switch?
Fuck no. We had a Switch for like a week and then we were like, we should sell this.
What did you do? Pawn it off on eBay?
Yeah.
Did you make more than you bought it for?
Probably not.
Well, then you...
Well, technically it was a gift, so I guess, yeah.
You are selling gifts? You're a monster, Lizzie. I can't handle you.
It wasn't like a real gift. It wasn't like a wrapped up gift. It was like a friend of ours was leaving his house and sent us a box of shit. And he was like, you can have this.
Okay, that makes it a little more acceptable. Yeah. But we got my mom a Switch for Christmas. She's been here, obviously, on the podcast last week. If you haven't seen it, go take a peek. She's adorable.
See it.
Subscribe to our show. Like this channel. Oh, gosh. How do you...
like, comment, and subscribe. Turn the little dingy bell on for notifications.
It's still only the second week of January. We're getting there. But anyways, my mom got enthralled with Animal Crossings after Shane did.
Yeah.
And now I get it. Like, Shane forced me. He sat me down for an hour to set up my island. And now I understand. It's like, it plays into whoever developed this game is a genius because it plays into your serotonin levels, being that it's like when you get a text, like, you know, psychologically, you get a high when somebody texts you or email, like, even if you don't feel it. It's that. All day, every day. And there's always a million things to do that are meaningless, but you still somehow want to do it. I sat on my couch for 10 to 12 hours next to my mom, just playing Animal Crossings, and I like going to my rich friends' islands, and I collect all of their stuff and take it back to my poor man's
so
island.
So you're like, you're just robbing these people. You're going to these islands and stealing the things that these people have.
I have rich, generous friends on Animal Crossing.
Oh, so
my sister,
gifts.
Yeah. Sometimes I do go to like Shane's island and shake his money tree and take like 10,000 bells.
I don't even know what the fuck this game is. Just for full clear, like everything you're saying to me sounds batshit crazy. The most I know about it is what I've seen on Shane's Instagram stories, which I liked watching actually.
And that's all you need to know. It's this game that essentially has no point. You get dropped on an island and you make civilization for yourself. People
like,
come
why,
to your
though?
Island. You have to like occur all of these different things to build a house, and then you get a bigger house, and then you buy your neighbors' houses, and then you go to your friends. Like,
do you buy neighbors?
If you get on it, I could come to your island and share my resources with you. You could come to my island, then you can talk. We've been hanging out with a lot of people. It's just very fun.
I don't think there's a world in which I will ever meet you on that island. But I thought it was like about animals.
I
and
thought
that's
so
why
too, though.
I sent you that thing about the possum last night.
I've been making fun of Morgan for 2.5 months. I'm like, you're really wasting your life on this game. What are you doing?
You judgmental
and now like
bitch.
I'm one of them, and they love to throw that in my face.
I mean, you know, no hate, no judgment. Like, I get it. Like, people got to play their alternate realities. But this one seems specifically fruitless.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Well, I'm having fun. Is anything else happening with you besides your possum in your backyard?
No, that's my Animal Crossing.
Well, okay, one more thing. My mom and I did go for a walk the other day, and okay, this is
in real life.
In real life. And we like saw a worker, like somebody that was doing, I forget what it's called here, but you have to get your trees for fires. You got brush clearance.
Right.
And we saw a brush clearance man, and my mom was like, oh, I just want to go up to him and ask him what my task is.
No.
And then I started dreaming in Animal Crossings. Like, you whip out, you have your pockets.
Is it plural or is it one? Is it one
Animal
Crossing?
Crossings.
So it's multiple.
I don't know the logistics
All
of
I
why
know,
it's called Animal Crossings, Lizzie.
I just feel like in a
oh,
world.
It's just Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
We've leveled up. We have a producer now, and she's over there telling me it's just Animal Crossing. Her name's Bridget.
Thank God someone has my back. She's like right out of my eye line, and I'm like, is she looking for what? Am I wrong? No, but like honestly, whoever is running your sim is probably so goddamn bored that they've now got you playing a sim.
Well, it's like elevated The Sims. Like, you know when you played The Sims
oh, God,
as a kid?
Oh, God, The Sims game.
So you get addicted.
I never played that game either.
You get addicted like that, though. And whoever developed it really knows how to get inside the psyche, because I am dreaming in Animal Crossings. Crazy shit. So
I don't
you found
think
a possum in your bed. It's not. It's literally not. And Shane is like very OCD to the point where when he starts editing something, he doesn't sleep until it's
right.
finished, because he's like, I have to
but
finish.
But you never finish Animal Crossing because it's just an alternate reality?
Kind of.
So like, stop. Like, not stop it. It's weird.
But I'm saying for him, like, he plays even more than I do, because yeah. he's like, I just need to make this most elaborate island and do it all at once. But he's like, I guess there is no point. Like, there's no end goal to Animal Crossing. Okay, tell me about your possum.
That's it. That's all I got. He just crossed through my yard and then was gone. I wonder if he's going to go make his own little alternate reality island where he's going to have little possum buddies and a money tree.
You ready to get to some hot topics?
Yeah,
I just cut you off so rudely.
I have nothing to say about my possum. He just walked through. He
All
comes
right.
He comes randomly because the boys feed him salami, which is really annoying.
So he's a recurring friend.
He's a buddy. He's a homie.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
He had something in his hands last night when he was walking, and like Mr. Bubbs came up and started barking at him, and he dropped it, and we all felt bad and tried to get it for him, but he just,
all right.
he didn't want to talk to
well,
us.
Well, before we get into hot topics, we do have a sponsor for today's show, and they're one of my favorite. It's Honey. So I do love Honey so very much. They've been sponsoring my main channel for years, and they're the best. It's a web browser extension that's free, and they save you money for shopping online, which is all anyone's really doing right now anyways. You go to checkout, it scours the internet for the best coupons, and boom, it applies them. Honey does work on over 30,000 sites like Amazon, Sephora, Walmart, and it's just so wonderful. I was recently.
You love Honey so much, you named your dog after them.
Honestly, yeah, I did name Honey after Honey. Honestly, I was rebuying my glasses that I wear before I put my contacts in for the day.
Yeah.
Ray-Bans, I love them so much. They're not cheap glasses, and when I went to check out, they saved me $15, which is honestly incredible. So if you want to take advantage of Honey sponsoring our show, go to joinhoney.com/sip, S-I-P. Once again, that's joinhoney.com/sip. You install it, 2 clicks of a button, boom, boom, bam, you're done. When you're shopping, you're automatically just going to start saving money. Thank you, Honey, for sponsoring our show. All right, first up is, I guess, a controversial hot topic. You were like, really, we should stay away from this. And I was going head on into it. JoJo Siwa's banned board game.
Every time you sent, like, when you texted me about the JoJo Siwa's banned board game, I was like, she has a band and they have a game.
Banned game.
Yeah, it's been banned.
Her game's been banned.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what you're saying. I'm saying there's something wrong with the way my brain receives that information.
I understand. So JoJo has a licensing deal with Nickelodeon. Obviously, if you don't know JoJo Siwa, she's...
Where are you?
Yeah. Are you even existing on our planet? And she is, like, if you go into Target, literally she has every type of product with her face on it.
Yeah, and bows, birthday decorations, bedroom decorations, like toys.
Yeah, just go watch one games. Of her videos and see her house. It's like a museum of all of her own products.
She's got food products too. So this is the JoJo juice game.
And I will say the ice cream that she has released is delicious.
It is. It's I've like never tried
fire.
It. I'm honestly like afraid.
Why?
I don't know. It seems like it would make me feel really shitty afterwards.
Yeah.
Mostly because I'm like, I'm 30 and I don't have a fucking ice cream. Like, that's where it's going to hurt the most. And then it's going to be like a burning in my stomach that like results in me vomiting in my mouth because it's so sweet.
Anyways, her licensing deal seems to be very lucrative for her. But I guess inside of this licensing deal, she doesn't get full approval of what's going out, nor does she even know every product that her face is plastered on top of, because a TikToker brought this game back to life showing just how inappropriate it was. And I guess it was so bad that she had to take to Instagram to say that game is... Oh, I guess it was TikTok.
Yeah.
She's a big TikToker. She's like
I watch her
popping on TikTok.
She was kind of made for TikTok.
A lot. Why do you say that?
Because it's just like small energetic bursts.
I get it. But I don't look at TikTok. The only TikTok I consume are the TikToks that you send me.
Oh, good.
Otherwise, I wouldn't even have the app anymore.
I recently found one of my friends was like, you know, you can send me these on TikTok. And I was like, I don't know how to do that.
And I would never open TikTok to get them.
Yeah, and then I felt like an asshole because I was like, you're on TikTok? He's like, yeah, dude, I follow you. And I was like, I wouldn't know.
So I haven't even looked at what these cards are. So I guess it's a board game, and the cards to progress you inside of the board game are just wildly inappropriate. And it says that the game is for 6 years old and six and up.
Yeah. So start like the youngest age that can play is six, which I just think is nuts because it's like, it's almost like a truth or dare game. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, answer this question or do this thing on the bottom of the card. And some of the things on the bottom of the card are even like, wildin', like what?
Well, did you do some digging and look at the actual cards?
I watched all the TikToks. Like, I looked at I was the one who told you about this.
I know, but I didn't read them. Okay, so I'm reading some of them in real time for the first time. I've had them sent to me. Have you ever gone outside without underwear? A bathing suit doesn't count.
Yeah, that's fucking weird. Why are you having kids ask each other that? That's weird.
Pretend you're a robot and tell each player why you like them. Okay.
And that's the parenthetical at the end of that card, right?
Yeah.
And that's weird. Like, I guess that's sweet and it's fun, but it's like the bottom line of it is like some weird like reward for sharing information that like is private.
So whoever was creating that, like, how did this get approved to go into
production?
Well, that's
the other thing. It's like a kid's game and you see JoJo and you just automatically assume that it's going to be appropriate. So you leave these kids alone to play these games and all of a sudden they're nose rubbing.
Have you ever taken money from someone's wallet without asking?
Yeah,
have you ever stolen from a store? Have you been arrested at 6 years? I haven't been arrested at 29 years old. They're asking a six-year-old if they've been arrested. What the fuck? Like, I would play this game.
Yeah.
And I tried to find it desperately.
I
asked
know you.
I asked Brigitte, our producer. I was like on Facebook, Marketplace, Craigslist. I went to the deep dark trenches of Craigslist to find this game.
I'm a 30-year-old man. I need to play JoJo's Juice Game.
So, I mean, very interesting. And what I thought was even more interesting was her apology because...
Yeah. Why?
Period.
Well, you thought it was more interesting?
Well, not more interesting, but I just like... Can you imagine having to get on your social media to apologize for a game that you didn't even know was created that has your face plastered all over it?
I mean, that's
so insensitive.
I mean, that's the responsibility of being like a licensed icon. And by icon, I mean like a physical representation of yourself. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like it is the right thing to do. I don't think by any means JoJo should be personally in trouble.
No, and it was nice that she did make the apology. I was just seeing like all I could focus on were her like perfect teeth. Like I want veneers. But anyways, I want to talk about Kim and Kanye. This went insanely viral last week, but I was looking through all the news stories and there's no, are you okay?
I'm bleeding.
Why are you always bleeding?
I'm sorry. I've got paper skin.
Do you need to lick it or do you need a Band-Aid? What's going on?
I just need to lick it.
I never found real validity to this story. Like, everything's like, they're getting a divorce. It's for sure. But I'm like, based on what? Other than a source who nobody has exposed themselves as being. So I guess...
I mean, I also read somewhere that Kim's always had this woman just on her roster on standby. Like...
Kim's had what woman?
The divorce attorney.
Oh, so was did the divorce attorney come out and say that, like...
No, I think somebody leaked that the divorce attorney had been employed by Kim Kardashian. And then a source close to the family said that he's been living in Wyoming and keeping away from her because he's had enough of her.
I think, they might honestly be getting a divorce. She ran up the speculation by posting some photos without a ring. I think she posted again Monday morning.
I forget my
ring
sometimes. You forget your ring all the time.
All the time. Yeah. So it could mean nothing. It could mean everything. The funnier thing that came out of this to me was the Jeffree Star moment. And I woke up and the first thing I did was screenshot it and send it to you because there were 250 something thousand people tweeting about Jeffree Star having had hooked up with Kanye West, which I know he said he's hooked up with a lot of rappers before. Yeah. So I didn't find it shocking.
He has that song that mentions, like, I fucked Kanye West last night or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, from the get-go, like, all the drama channels that were running with the source, like, which was that girl on TikTok who just went on TikTok and was like, I am, like, Kim's suing me because I won't keep my mouth shut. And like, I'm leaking her information. It's a male beauty guru. She's just saying all this shit. I just remember, like, even the drama sites that were running with the story were like, why are we going to trust the girl that licked a toilet seat during a pandemic?
Yeah, she was the one that started the toilet licking challenge.
And like, we all put all our eggs in that bitch's basket for 48 hours. Like, are we dumb? Are we dumb as fuck?
Well, I'm saying all bad things come from TikTok and I'm going to get canceled by Gen Z because I do think TikTok is the problem. They're always out here digging through anything and everything to make what was in the past a problem in real time.
Well, or just literally making something up because they're bored and on Adderall. Like, this girl, all of the TikToks on her page too, because like, I've seen her shit before where she's just like, I just broke up my parents' relationship because I'm bored and on Adderall. Like, that's constantly something that she's doing and saying, and I'm just like, oh.
I just think it's interesting that TikTok's algorithm is so good that anyone does have the potential to go viral with something that's fake or not.
Yeah.
Or it could just be something that's entertaining.
For like 48 hours, I followed another like not public entity girl who was like, I found this, like, I've got blonde hair. My boyfriend's bald as fuck. I found this black hair. Tell me whose hair this fucking is. Like, how do I bring this to my boyfriend's attention? She strung us on for like 3 days being like, with tiny little updates, like, I'm so scared. I don't know what to say. I'm so scared. And then eventually she comes on. She goes, it was just an idea I had for a TikTok. Like, this isn't real. And it's like, why would
so
you
now,
do?
Like,
why is this what you're,
fake
play
hoax?
Animal Crossing.
Honestly, nothing
play
ever.
Play fucking Animal, go do it. Go have a fake fucking breakup on Animal Crossing, you crazy people. What
I
the
think
fuck?
I love Animal Crossing because the world is happy. Like, because
it keeps a bitch off TikTok?
It's a better place there. Like, nobody's mad at each
Animal
other.
Animal Crossing, the Suboxone for TikTok.
The worst thing is that, like, I don't have enough bells to build my second wing in my house.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. But just to bring it back to people lying on TikTok for fucking attention, Cole Kerrigan then jumping into the ring being like, I'm the male beauty guru. And it's like, does he
loves to insert himself in all of the drama. And I will say I live for his like fake messy receipts. Fake, I guess. I don't know if they're fake or not.
Or if he's just sucking off Kanye's bodyguard. Like, what's going on?
Okay, that bodyguard is also like
all over the place.
Very odd to me because he went on some podcast after he had worked for Kanye saying that Kanye is like the most manic, crazy, hardest person to work with in the
shit,
world.
Shit, he's bipolar and not on medication. What the fuck do you think you're going to get when you go into that trailer? Is it going to be chill? Probably not. Bring a Yankee candle. Buckle up. Don't take it personally, y'all. It's for a paycheck. He's not chill.
But so then I guess Kim and Kanye sent him a cease and desist saying if he didn't close his mouth, they were going to sue him for $10 million.
Which,
but
I think
now,
is fair.
After Cole released this stuff, inserting the bodyguard's name, now the bodyguard is sending Cole a cease and desist. And it's just like, what is going on?
There's also like, I mean, I get it. Like, if I was the bodyguard too, I'd be like, shut the fuck up, Cole. They're going to sue me even harder and they've got the money to sue me and I don't actually have the money to sue you. But the funniest thing is like, at the end of the day, is Kanye going to be suing YouTubers? Like, does Kanye even know who Cole is?
That's what I think is the funniest part about all of this is TikTok is forcing the Kardashians to have to think about these social media influencers because they're really causing havoc in their own life. So I can imagine like Kim at her huge fucking 30-foot table on speaker with with her mom, yeah, like, Chris, what are we going to do about this?
Yeah, Chris,
what are we going to do about Cole?
The press thinks Kanye fucked a YouTuber. Like, what the? No.
All right. So I reached out to Jeffrey for comment.
Oh.
And I think he's gotten back to me with something good. So
some hot and juicy, some crabby cakes. That's yeah, what we're going to call the dish going forward, guys.
All right. So here we go.
Island and Lizzie.
My name.
Hey, y'all. It's Jeffree Star. And I just wanted to say hello. Happy 2021 to the sip. Now, I already know that 2020 was one of the worst and best years of my life. Maybe yours. But I didn't know that I was going to start the new year off with an affair that I never had. Now, usually when the whole world is calling you a homewrecker, you at least can go to sleep at night saying, well, at least I got that dick, girl. I got nothing. No dick, no nothing. But for some reason, in over 200 countries, the headline that Jeffree Star slept with Kanye hit. Now, you know, I love a good free publicity moment, so thank you, Lord. But the whole thing has been hysterical, and it's been harmless. So at least there's that on my end. I know if they're actually going through a divorce, someone trying to use me as the tool or the catalyst is fucking awful. So I don't support that at all. But it's funny. The world's in such a weird place. Let's have a laugh. And if it's at Jeffree Star's expense, bitch, let's do it.
I love you, Jeffrey.
I love him so much. And I will say it was a much needed little...
At least if you're being called a homewrecker, you're getting that dick. Like, amen, sister. Like, goddamn.
I will say, like, I didn't even mention how sad it is if they actually are getting a divorce because
oh, right,
they have
these
so
are people
many
with
children.
Feelings.
Yeah,
it's like, a fucking family.
It is crazy. And that's what you tend to forget when, like, something's fun and gossipy when you're yeah, looking at Twitter is there's real people behind these stories. And
right,
Kim, even if they don't get a divorce, the woman's probably hurting. I mean, it would be very hard. It would be so hard to be Kim Kardashian in that 30 fucking million dollar mansion. But honestly, I do feel for her. Newest couple are Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles. I find this so odd for so many reasons.
I mean, I find it very odd too. Like, I just don't understand. I just don't understand.
Okay, let me break some things down first of all. She's 36.
Yeah.
Harry Styles is 26.
That's not where my problem lies.
Jason Sudeikis is 45.
Right.
The man that... I just can't fathom Harry Styles stealing a woman from somebody two decades older than him. And so my other thing is...
But he didn't steal her from Jason.
We don't know that yet.
I think we do know that. Haven't they been divorced for a minute?
No. Didn't they just get split a few months ago? And she's been directing him on a movie.
Oh, wait, I'm going to start crying.
I don't know when the exact
timeline
crossed.
Harry Styles literally broke up a family?
What I think is so interesting is I'm not one to project sexuality on anyone, but I felt like Harry Styles was going to shock the world with like a relationship with a man, whether that be dating or just something for press.
Is that what you wanted?
No, I don't think so, but I just felt like that may be coming with like subtle hints. And I'm not like the biggest Harry Styles stan in the world, so
I don't know much about him.
Everything he does, but I do feel like he's a very intentional person.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's dating this woman to me seems like...
Are they actually officially dating or are they just holding hands?
I think he put out he said something in a speech somewhere that they were dating. They went to his manager's wedding arm in arm. They were holding hands. The paparazzi got them. And what I think is so endearing about this story is I honestly think that to...
Is the family that's been broken up and the two children who no longer have a happy home.
But for Harry Styles to date somebody a decade older than him with two children, with a guy that is probably hating him that's two decades older than him, that is confidence. Like that.
I mean, but
is...
he's not the first to do it. Ashton Kutcher and Demi...
Okay, but that's in the past. I'm talking about right now.
I'm just saying, ain't a trailblazer.
All right, Miley Cyrus recently revealed on some Sirius XM show that she likes sex toys. She buys them for herself, but she ends up using them for interior design.
Uh-huh.
Sex and interior design go hand in hand, is what she said. So,
As it's an old saying. My nana, in fact, says nothing like some dick walls to make this house feel like a home.
Well, did you see some of the photos? Because I don't know if it was photoshopped or not, but there was like her standing in front of a bar and just a whole bunch of dildos lined up. And honestly, where my immediate thought went to is Trisha Paytas's house, because every time I'm over there, you go in her main guest bathroom and there's fucking six dildos sitting up on the ledge of the sink. So I'm sitting over there looking like, I guess this is just normal. Like, I don't think twice about it when I'm at Trisha's house. So it's like, is Miley on to something?
I don't think so.
What?
I just don't think so.
Well, I do think the photo, which I probably am going to have to blur on YouTube, unfortunately, right, was Photoshopped. But
oh, so it's not real.
She was, no, she does. Because she was on Call Her Daddy talking about it too, where she buys them and she just leaves them out on her coffee table and stuff.
But so she's not using them.
I don't know if she uses them, so cleans them, and put
like,
them.
A juicy dildo on a coffee table.
Well, I think you clean your, I mean, if you're not fucking nasty, you clean your dildos after you use them.
Hopefully.
And I think that's why Trish has hers up on her sink ledge, yeah, because she's up there cleaning them.
Well, Trish uses them so often and she's like a brand ambassador for dildos. So it's like, I assume she's going to keep that shit clean. I never question whether or not Trish's shit is clean. I don't know why. I'm just always like, whatever she does is fine.
Well, do you use sex toys? Because
I don't.
I don't really. I really don't either. Like the craziest
Brigitte's
thing.
Brigitte's like, what's your favorite sex toy? It's like, my man's dick.
So you guys have never tried, maybe you should try to spice it up.
We actually considered it like over Christmas break. I like went online and I was like, what do you think about, because Trisha's always plugging Adam and Eve. So I was like, should we look at Adam and Eve toys? And I like opened it and the first thing I saw was just like this, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a,
it's pokes like you a, from all angles, I'm sure.
No, it's like a chain that has balls of increasing like diameter
right.
size.
I think and those are anal beads.
Yeah, you shove it in your ass and you... No, thank you.
Well, yeah.
Like, just no thank you.
That's what... So, when we had talked about anal sex previously on the podcast, mm-hmm, I didn't realize that the reason it feels so good for men is because they have a prostate, which women don't have.
Right, but I do know that a lot of women appreciate... Like anal sex and come from anal sex and like anal... Like, butt licking and eating and blah, 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 blah. Like, butt stuff's on the table for women, too, and women do like it.
See, I wish I could have butt sex in a woman's body for one day just to know, mm-hmm, like, the comparison so that I could be like, yeah, suggesting butt sex for other women. But for sex toys and me, I like the pillows, like the sex pillows.
Oh.
But, like, the craziest thing I ever really get is, like, underwear, like, to do a little fun dance or something before.
I then was like, I'm not going to get these toys, but I'll get something sexy, and then the something sexy just turned into pajamas. So I ordered myself some silk pajamas from Victoria's Secret that I've been wearing while I, like, sweep the cobwebs off the roof of my house and, like, push a mop around.
All right, a couple of rapid-fire things I want to get into. One being the mini faces of Khloe Kardashian. She just keeps playing into this shit. She posted another new photo on Instagram.
And the second I saw it, I knew Ryland is going to ask me what I think about
this. She's in the gym and she literally, like all the comments saying it too.
It's
she
Kendall.
Looks like fucking Kendall.
Yeah.
So she either has a really good person running her, or good, I guess it's debatable. Somebody's running her Facetune account, Photoshops really well, or she's just really likes going under the knife at the moment.
I personally doubt that she's gotten anything done. Like for the past, since the first time we talked about this, when we went into lockdown and like Khloe came out with a different face. Like, the face that she posted on Instagram was different from the face that I saw on the Keeping Up with the Kardashian episodes in her, like,
which is more realistic.
Which is more realistic, and it looks more like Khloe.
Uh-huh.
But I doubt she's gotten more work done.
If you're getting a lot of attention from it, I don't know why you wouldn't keep doing it. Like, it seems like if I was getting a shit ton of attention from altering my face, her comments are probably, her engagement's probably through the roof doing this. And I know it could affect, like, some people, because a lot of people look to her as, like, a body, like, you know, for inspiration. And if she's looking unrealistic, like, maybe that's a little bit of a problem.
Well, no, but these women are unrealistic, like, period.
Yeah,
end of
I
sentence.
Feel insecure looking at Kylie's Instagram. I just pulled the trigger on following her because, like, I get jealous as a boy. I'm like,
oh, really?
How does a person ever look like this?
I mean, I do. I like looking at them, and I like the way that they look. Wait, what?
She was saying, can Lizzie look like Kendall with makeup?
Oh shit! I wish.
And a bit of face. We should try to see if we could get you like a Kardashian-esque photo. If we can alter it, like do a
could
face
we please?
Job. Yeah, let's
is that deeply unhealthy? I'm like, could we please, Daddy? I started doing butt workouts.
Well, speaking of people,
like in my heart, I am Kylie Kardashian or Kylie Jenner, whatever. Like, I'm tripping. I need a cigarette. You guys don't understand what it's like. Keep a carton here. I'm walking off this goddamn show.
All right. Do I have anything else to talk about? I don't think so. But we do have another very exciting sponsor who I actually am living for because it is a new year. I am all about focusing on myself, my health, and my time management this year.
Hell yeah.
And I love Daily Harvest because because they make everything so simple. Okay, so Daily Harvest is built on organic fruits, vegetables, and foods. It comes right to your door, ready to eat in just minutes. I love it because you never have to overthink your meals or what you're gonna eat when it's lunchtime and you're busy working throughout the day. It's just like, oh, I already got this. I know what it is. It's healthy, which is good for me because I'll be working a lot of the time. I'll be like, I guess a peanut butter and jelly is gonna have to do.
Right.
And I never feel good about it. I had them send me their packages to my parents' house over the holidays.
Oh, really?
And it was beautiful because they have flatbread, smoothies, oatmeal, meals, like bowls, everything that's so delicious with fresh ingredients, no sugar added. You can feel good about yourself and it's quick as hell.
So these are the little cups that have the ingredients inside them and you just blend them?
You just either put it on a stovetop or you blend them. You can add, like, where the smoothies. I like the chocolate blueberry smoothie. I add a little bit of protein powder to it to make it a protein shake after I
work out. Look at those guns!
Oh, they're so big. But it is so easy, so healthy, makes you feel good about yourself. So you guys can get started today by going to dailyharvest.com and enter code THESIP for $25 off your first box. Once again, that is dailyharvest.com. Enter code THESIP.
I just literally I'm losing my mind. I just want to keep going like this and just pick.
All right, you guys. Lizzie.
Am I still on the show? Can you see me?
Yeah, you're still on the show.
I'll stop checking
my mental
emails
breakdown from cigarettes, but we wanted to bring back the advice segment because I thought it was so fun last time.
Should we do our thing?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Make it work.
Next, we're doing
advice, though. The rib fried. Can they fix that?
I hope so.
Can they make us more likable in post?
We are so very unlikable. Our first caller today, she doesn't want us to say her name. Last time I tried calling this girl so many times and she didn't answer, but we're going to try her again. Three.
Oh, God. I'm sorry he keeps calling. Like, if you want, I've told him multiple times to respect your privacy and let you live your life.
She literally told me I could call her today.
Which is why she answers every time you call her.
All right, let's hit her up.
Also, it's like Monday. Like, don't.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
This is Ryland and Lizzie.
Hi.
I'm so happy we got to get a hold of you. We tried last time, but, you know, an unknown number's scary. I get it.
Yeah, my phone was put on in block mode. I was like, oh, sad.
I've blocked Ryland's number, too. I get it.
Okay, so I'll read yours because it was really short and we can jump off from there. Your email read, hey, I was wondering how to tell my fiance of 5 years that I want to bring another woman into the bedroom with us. Thoughts, PS, I love the podcast.
Well, 6 years now.
Oh my gosh.
Congratulations.
So
thanks.
I have a few questions. One being, are you bisexual prior to getting into this relationship with your man, or what prompts wanting another woman in the bedroom with the two of you?
He's bisexual.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that's why, like, it's weird that he doesn't want to bring anyone in.
And do you think that's because he's just a traditional through and through monogamist, or, and
I don't know. We've talked about it a lot before, but it's never happened.
Oh, so you have posed the question.
Yeah, I've posed the question multiple times. It's not in, like, the last year, maybe.
And how does the conversation go usually?
Usually we'll talk about it, plan for it, and then it just never happens.
Oh, so he's down. He's down, you guys.
Well, he doesn't pull the trigger, though. Like,
I think it's just last minute he gets scared and is like, nope.
Well, I'm wondering if he pulls out at the last minute every time, it might be worth just saying, like, in a very loving way, like, hey, are you subconsciously uncomfortable about something, and what is that thing?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know if he's, like, scared about it and just wants to talk before, but he won't talk to me.
Do you, like, for me, if my boyfriend or fiance were to ask me to bring somebody else into our sexual intercourse, I would be a little like, oh my gosh, too, because do you ever fear that maybe one of you would develop feelings for the person and then that could tarnish the relationship you guys have built over 6 years?
Oh no, we've done it before. We brought a guy into the bedroom.
Okay.
Another one.
So
I'm not scared of that. I mean, I don't know if he is. That's the thing. He just won't talk to me.
So you want to do a woman specifically since you guys have already done another man?
Yeah.
And he just isn't, he's not vibing with it. Do you have, and you have like a potential suitor in mind that's also interested?
Yeah.
I would try one more time to have a conversation with him and say, like, is there a reason why every time we get down to our date and our plans are in motion, you pull out? Like, I want to know why, because I don't want to make you do something you're not comfortable doing, but you're verbally agreeing to something and you're planning something and then you pull out. What's up?
Yeah, I'll probably have a sit down talk with him.
Do you think it's intimidating? Because I might be intimidated to have to take on pleasing to women. Like,
that might be it. Yeah.
But we'll never know fear, unless you ask him.
Yeah, I think maybe that's the conversation is getting to the point where you really get to the root of the issue. Like, is this because you're uncomfortable with the woman because it's harder to satisfy two of us? Is it because, like, I think you need to get to the root of the problem.
And if you want, you know, bring them on our podcast. We'll have a four-way conversation.
We'll do the intervention for you. Well, I wish you the best of luck. I hope that if it does work out for you, you give us a call back and we can talk about it again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right. Well, another one that isn't a phone conversation because they haven't yet responded to me with a phone number, but this person is anonymous and they say, hi, I'm 20 and I've been hooking up with a celebrity, which really just gets me going. He's really into anal and turned me on to it. So I've been practicing with butt plugs and a dildo, but I'm petrified about poop making an appearance when I see him next. He's an idol of mine. And that would be my worst nightmare. Also, in regards to him, he's a sex addict, but he is reaching an age where I think he's going to want to settle down soon. I just want him to be happy, even if it's not with me. But do you have any advice on how to get past that type of personality and reach him on more of a romantic level? Anonymous.
The advice is not about whether or not poop is going to come out during anal.
I mean, I think we can touch on both points.
Because you can speak for that, right? No matter what, poop's part of the equation.
I mean, not always.
I mean, you can't put something in a butt and pull it out with no poop involved.
I mean, you can strategically plan when you're going to have sex and hope for the best. Like, yes.
Do you clean out your butthole?
No, because, I mean...
Should you?
I'm not, like... Luckily, Shane's not like, he's not going to be super bothered by it, but I've never like projectiling poop on either end has never been an actual issue. I don't know if it's different for women. I don't know.
Oh, you think we're just full of poop?
I don't know. Or maybe some people are more full of poop than others, but I'm like a farty motherfucker and I'm always in my fart position trying to get rid of whatever gas I have.
Right.
And I have like a pretty strict, like a routine schedule with my disposals. So
your disposals. God, that's such a classy way of putting it. I'm like, I shit 5 times before I leave the house to come here.
What about you? Have you, like, do you have any poop advice for...
No, I'll take some poop advice, though.
Yeah, because you're pooping your pants even when a dick's not up.
Yeah, I just am... there's not a point in the day that my body isn't full of shit.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, being on... Like, it is enthralling, I guess, to have, like, a celebrity or somebody you've idolized for a long time.
I couldn't even do that.
You've never done that?
Talk to a celebrity. I was obsessed with Haley Joel Osment as a little girl. Right. And I met him one time and I was not fucking cool.
You don't think you could just take a couple of shots and take it back?
No, if I took a couple of shots, it's going to get weirder. It's going to be worse.
The closest to a celebrity I ever got to was like a celebrity that I loved, makeup artist. And we had like, did I ever tell you about this?
I think, was it makeup artist?
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Was it though? You can bleep the name.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and
it was
I was excited for that. I never even got to meet him because I was so excited about that.
It was a nice thing. I mean, it was in my early 20s, 22. So it's in my past. But to the sex addict point, if you're sleeping with a celebrity and he seems frivolous with who he's sleeping with anyways, is frivolous the right word?
I mean, it can be, but I think there's a difference between frivolous sexual encounters in an individual who identifies as a sex addict.
I think it's all about the actions more than the words. Like if he's showing you that he wants to be with you and he stops sleeping with other people, like maybe you have hope.
Read the last sentence of the question again.
He's a sex addict reaching an age where I think he's going to want to settle down soon. I just want him to be happy even if it's not with me. But do you have any advice on how to get past that type of personality and reach him on more of a romantic level?
I mean, no matter what, it's always going to be about communication, right? Like when you're making assumptions about how your partner feels, you're providing the information on their behalf. If you want to know how your partner is feeling, ask your partner how they're feeling.
I mean, he might straight out like say in casual conversation, like I'm casually addicted to sex, you know?
Right. No, but I'm talking about the point where she says, I think he's about ready to settle down. Ask him.
Right.
Like have an open conversation. Like, listen, sir, I am at a point in my life where I would like to settle down. I really like you. I want you to be happy no matter what, but where are you? Because right. I'm really enjoying this frivolous sex we're having, but I would like something a little bit more serious. And you can also remember that like a relationship goes both ways. Just because this guy's a celebrity and just because he's someone that you idolize does not mean that he holds all the power in the relationship. Right. You have power too. Your wants and needs are important.
And if you
articulate them to him, because if he's not asking, that might be a red flag.
And it also depends on like, where you're at. Like if you're okay with just sleeping with him because it's good sex and he's your idol and knowing that it might not be the one for you, then do have that relationship be what it is. She's 20. Does it say she's 20? Oh my God. Yeah, she's 20. So
chill out.
Yeah, just have sex. Keep having fun and just make sure you're safe and don't catch anything from this quote unquote sex addict.
And anyone who isn't, just because you're a sex addict, doesn't mean that you have an STI or D or whatever we're talking about.
I'm not saying that, but I've had multiple STD or like any kind of scares in my life. Right. Like when I first started dating Shane.
But you can get that from fucking anybody.
We had sex so much when we first started dating that his like penis got raw. And we like both thought that we both had herpes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
My bottom line is like if you're dating somebody who identifies as any kind of addict, if they're in treatment, if they're like looking for sobriety and they're actively doing something to, you know, not cure, but like work through life with their addiction, they're probably going to be one of the best people you've ever known.
Right.
But if they're a person who's actively using whatever substance or whatever act out that they are addicted to, you can't fix them. They have to want to fix themselves. Right. You can never convince anybody that they're at their own bottom. They need to be desperate and willing themselves to seek change.
And I think I'm probably being a little bit insensitive when it comes to the addict of this question, because for some reason I was assuming that she was like tossing that around lightly, just like he's a celebrity that's in love with sex. So
right.
I guess it also depends
on being
if he
in
is...
love with sex and being an addict are completely different things.
Right. So I guess I was taking it more as like he's a Hollywood fuckboy.
Like a flippant use of the term.
So I'm sorry if I was like not taking the term addict sensitively enough.
Yeah, no, which I totally get. Like, there are terms that you can toss around. Like, today, like, everyone's like, I'm a crack addict for puzzles. It's like, are you a crack addict who does puzzles, or are you, like, super into puzzles? Because I do know crack addicts love a good puzzle. Can I hear someone's heartbeat?
Probably mine. I had another espresso today.
Can you hear my heart?
I think yours is off right now.
You stupid idiot.
All right, Lizzie, stop doing monitor reading. Okay, you guys, I think that's where we'll leave it for today. If you also have advice for the people we attempted to give advice, leave it for them in the comment below.
Didn't realize we had to do the whole outro again.
Oh, now you're exposing us. Yeah, we had a camera issue, so we're redoing the outro. Get over it. Leave some advice in the comment section below for the people that we tried to give advice to, because that could be a fun way for them.
You might know more than we know.
Honestly, it's very
and we
likeable.
Won't know till you let us know.
Likely. We've lost it at this point.
I'm not okay.
All right, you guys, if you want to follow us on social media, you can follow The Sip at The Sip Official on Instagram. We also have our own personal Instagram accounts, and we so very much appreciate all the support you continue to give this show. We love you very much.
Goodbye.
Okay, you're jumping onto that one now, too.
Because
and
that's the sip.
A little rough this time for me.
I wanted to go with because instead of and.
Because, okay, we'll work on it for next week.
Because it like made sense if I was going to like hit it with you and you were like, you were on it with me this time. And I was like, because that's the sip. Do you see it? Like, do you see?
Got it.
You follow.